hope that you and all of your friends join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion has always been sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about clearing the suffering that so many of us are doing. And it's about feeling connected with that divine power that lives inside of us, and how that divine source of life itself can and does heal pain and suffering. I know firsthand how faith in that divine source of life can heal all of our woundedness. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what helps, what really matters. My intention always is to provide you not only with the tools, but with the inspiration to remember your wholeness, to find it, and to live it. Divine Spirit is alive in each and every one of us. I know that, because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, we have that divine spark of life and the power it holds living right inside of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, even where you are, it only matters that you know and begin to connect with that divine source of life. Because of that inner divinity, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering. I know because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org, as we explore the many ways there are to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives in your heart. It's yours as soon as you claim it. There is never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness or joy or prosperity. There's only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, and it arises most easily and fully from humility and gratitude. And so I want to thank you so much for listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. You know. Beautiful Spirits. That, of course, was Nina Simone. For all of you who are just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and it's a show that's focused on discovering the truth and having the tools as well as the inspiration to actually live happier and healthier lives. We live in amazing times, and there are so many ways that are available for us to tap into that source of life that lives inside each one of us. You can call that God or Greater Spirit or Wankantanka or Universal Flow. Personally, I don't think it matters what you call it. I think it only matters that we are aware that we are divinely created and that we have that divine energy inside of us as well as all around us, and that we can tap into it just by choosing and by surrendering our lives to God. It makes all the difference in the world, because that spark of life, that awareness that we have, that we are alive, that's consciousness itself. That's what gives life to our bodies. And when we wake up to that inside of us, we have a way then to reconnect with our own power and our beauty and the unconditional love that is actually fueling the whole entire universe, including us. So that's really what this show is all about, is all the different ways there are to wake up to that connection of that divine spark that lives inside of us. And what we've been talking about for the past few weeks as a way to do that is forgiveness. And I think everybody knows that forgiveness is a wonderful thing, and most of us would really, really like to be in that state of grace that forgiveness is, instead of walking around with the resentment or the hurt or the pain that has come whenever we have felt hurt or betrayed or wounded or abused, neglected, abandoned, whatever it is that has caused us to feel upset, whether it's in this moment or it's something that happened many years ago in our childhood. And I know a lot of people for many, many years have worked on being able to forgive and not actually finding a way to do that. And the way I've started out all of these conversations about forgiveness is saying that it isn't something that you can make happen. All that we can ever do is be willing. And it's the willingness that allows the grace of forgiveness to happen. And a couple of weeks ago, we started talking about something called radical forgiveness. And it comes from a book written by Colin Tipping, T-I-P-P-I-N-G. And the subtitle of that book is A Revolutionary Five-Stage Process to Heal Relationships, Let Go of Anger and Blame, and Find Peace in Any Situation. I love this book. It was first published, I think, in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then he did a re-edition of it in 2009, I believe. And it really is quite an amazing book. And the idea of radical forgiveness and why it's called radical is because it's very, very different from what we think of as traditional forgiveness. And the great thing about this book is that Colin actually teaches us how to do a process, or in fact a number of different processes, that gives us a way to begin that forgiveness process so that it isn't so difficult. And we are going to talk a great deal more about that today, and we're going to actually close up our discussion on radical forgiveness today. And I'm really excited about what we're going to talk about for the rest of this hour. But before we get into that, I also want to let you know about underwriting on WAIF. Do you have a business that you would like to get your business information to our listeners? We offer incredibly cost-friendly rates. You really wouldn't even believe it. And we can target your underwriting to any show. And if you'd like to underwrite this show, that would be fabulous. And you can just call one of our underwriting experts. Their number is 513-351-1538 or 513-226-5585. And they will walk you through that underwriting process. It is very affordable. And WAIF will help you reach our community with your message. I also want to thank my underwriter for this show, Women's Way of Ohio and Kentucky. They celebrate women in the arts. Women make important contributions in all aspects of the art world, transcending old ways of thinking with unique perspectives. Women's Way celebrates female writers, musicians, actors, and fine artists by having special concerts and film showings, an annual Swan Day, which stands for Women Support Women Artists Now. They do that every March, and they have Friday night salons at 6906 Plainfield Road, and one is happening this Friday night. A current schedule of all their events is posted online at womenswayohio.org, and their phone number is 513-923-1444. And we are talking today about radical forgiveness. Now, what is that, and how is it different from regular forgiveness? Well, anybody who's attempted to forgive and couldn't understands that we're not in charge of the forgiving process. We can be willing to forgive, and then forgiveness comes whenever it comes. It's like grace. And what radical forgiveness is a way of actually changing our own perception so that we change, and really forgiveness then becomes a moot point. And what I mean by that is, in regular forgiveness, there is an assumption that something wrong happened. And because something wrong happened, then you are in a position of needing to forgive someone for that wrong thing that happened. In radical forgiveness, what we become willing to do, and again, we don't have to be able to do it. All we have to do is be willing. We become willing to even consider that there is a divine purpose behind everything that happens. And if we're willing to embrace that possibility, then everything can change. And that's really the basic theory behind Colin Tipping's radical forgiveness. And when we step into that willingness to consider that there may be purpose in everything that's happening, we can find a freedom, I guess you could say, and a peace that we didn't have before. And so this book actually gives step-by-step instructions in how to begin that shift in perspective and that healing process. And it can transform really difficult emotions and really old, buried, stored energy that we have all had throughout our lifetimes. In fact, one of the things that I'm finding most interesting about doing this radical forgiveness process for myself is that I've done a lot of work over the years because I've had to in order to keep living, because I had most people would call a very abusive childhood. I was a drug addict for 20 years. I was suicidal many times. And I've had a lot of pain, obviously. And I've done a lot of work over the years to clear and to heal and to wake up to what the truth is. And I'm really a very different person today than I was even 5 years ago, much less 10 or longer years ago. And I have done a lot of emotional release work in 1,000 different ways. And what is astonishing for me in doing this radical forgiveness work is that it gives me a way to actually bring up into consciousness the old buried emotions that I didn't even know were still there, and then gives me a very loving, structured way to walk through them, but most importantly, to come out the other side with a broadened, expanded awareness of what that was about And so not only have I cleared some of that old emotion that's been stuck in either the physical body or the etheric body or the emotional body or the mental body, not only have I cleared some of that old stuck emotion that I didn't even know was there, but I've actually then filled up that space where it was with this broadened, expanded awareness of my own higher self, of divinity. And the only thing I've ever found that does that as well as radical forgiveness is wow processing. And it's amazing that they work. They have sort of similar results, even though they work very differently. The methodology is really different. But the results, I guess you could say, are very, very similar. And so we've been talking for the last 2 weeks about what radical forgiveness is and about how to do it. And the one thing that I wanted to say is that the real point of radical forgiveness in sort of the big picture of it all is to actually transform this victim consciousness that everyone, all humanity, has had pretty much for as long as humanity has been here. A lot of spiritual teachers will talk to you about that, and they might call it the ego, or they might call it the pain body, or, you know, it depends on what field you're working in, what you call it. But the suffering of humanity is huge, and it's been going on forever. And anything that lets us reduce the suffering that is inside of us and that is in the world is of great benefit, not only to the world, not only to yourself, but to everybody you know, every interaction, every relationship, every project. When you clear that old, hidden, negative energy out of you, you make room for yourself to feel more awake and alive and healthy. You make room for joy. And the victim consciousness, the victim mentality, I think a lot of people have heard that phrase. And it's really how most of us operate. We were programmed from a very young age to operate with that understanding that we are not in control of our own selves, that we don't have any power, that somebody else or something else made us think or feel or behave in a certain way. And the ego actually gets a good charge out of blaming and being self-righteous and having these negative judgments against other people, because it feeds the ego to blame or to complain or to speak negative things about other people, because when we do that, then we get to feel superior. So every time we complain about somebody else's behavior, for example, or every time we make a negative statement about how somebody else is, what psychology and quantum physics and spirituality all will tell you is that all you're ever really doing is you're talking about yourself. But because you can't face that in yourself, you're projecting it out on someone else. And the reason we do that is because that projection process, it's a way to cope with the pain inside of us and the self-blame and the self-hatred inside of us that we're not ready to face and deal with. Because that victim mentality has been operating in us. It's part of the ego structure itself. Whether you're talking about ego as psychologists do or whether you're talking about ego as spiritual teachers do, it doesn't really matter. Either way, the mental structure of humans, we are able to project what's going on inside of us outwards onto somebody else, because if we weren't, we couldn't deal with how badly we feel about certain things. So it's a coping strategy. It's a good thing we have it. But as we wake up, as we decide we want to be more spiritually evolved, then we come into the space of wanting to be responsible for what's going on inside of us, both consciously and unconsciously. We want to clear that victim archetype inside of us, that part of us that doesn't take responsibility for our own thoughts and feelings, and the part of us that blames and complains and feels powerless and gives our power away, quite literally, to other people. And the trick has always been that to transform anything, we must experience it first, and we must love it just the way it is. And that's why the victim consciousness keeps happening in us, because most of us would rather deny or avoid or ignore or distract ourselves with all kinds of other things than actually face the truth of what's going on inside of us. And the reality is that only love, and I'm not talking about Hollywood romantic drivel, I'm talking about the power that runs the universe. Only love can transform that victim consciousness, because only love is greater than fear. And fear is what judgment is. Fear is where complaining comes from. Fear is at the root of every complaint we make, of every judgment of somebody else we make, of everything that's happening that's less than love or joy or happiness. It comes from fear. And most of us are too afraid to face that fear. And love is the only thing that gives us the power to actually do it. Love of God, love of life, love of self. And so, really, to transform victim consciousness, we just have to love ourselves enough to do it. One of the things that Colin Tipping recommends to transform that victim energy inside of us, he says, every time you watch the news, shift your consciousness from one of judgment. And I would say this because I know lots of people who don't watch the news. So anytime you're reading anything on the internet, anytime you're upset with a coworker, anytime you are annoyed by anything going on, shift your consciousness from one of judgment to one of seeing the perfection in the situation. Instead of accepting at face value a story about racial prejudice, for example, help transform the energy of racial disharmony. You can do that by looking at the person or the situation that would ordinarily receive your judgment and see if instead you can move into a space of loving acceptance. And just know that the people in the story are living out their part in a divine plan that you don't know about, but you can know that it's happening. So don't see anyone as a victim, including yourself, and refuse to label anyone as a villain. People are just acting out in dramas being played out so that healing can occur. One way that we can help ourselves with this is to remember that God doesn't make mistakes. So on that note, I'm going to play a little song. This is called Beyond Justice to Mercy. It's by Debbie Lee, and I think you'll get the point here better than I can say it. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Justice to Mercy. That was Debbie Lee. Oh, I just love that song. For any of you who are just joining us, you are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're also live streaming online at WAIF883.org for all of you who are listening all over the world. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I'm your host. I am a metaphysical minister and spiritual life coach, and I am so thankful to be here every week and get to share some of the things that I've learned over the years about how to heal and how to grow and how to find a way out of that suffering that all of humanity seems to do. There is always a way out, and I am living proof of that. And so it feels like an honor every week for me to get to be here and just give you more tools of how to do that, and hopefully some inspiration so that you really, really want to do that. And I want to thank everybody who supported this show. We just had a successful spring fun drive, and people supported the show, so I get to keep the show on the air, and I really do appreciate that. We do that every spring and every fall, and we count on your donations to keep this radio show, which is all volunteer, listener-supported, up and going, and I'm so happy to say that we made our goal. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And so what we're talking about today is radical forgiveness and how that is quite different from regular forgiveness, because in general, regular forgiveness is about saying, okay, somebody did something wrong, and I'm going to be a bigger person, and I am going to forgive them. And then we wait for forgiveness to come because we can't make that happen. It's like grace. What radical forgiveness does that is very different is it starts from the premise that we are at least willing to consider that there is something going on bigger than what we can see. That there is, in fact, a divine plan happening. And that if we are willing to feel our feelings instead of denying them or ignoring them or projecting them onto somebody else, if we are willing to truly feel our feelings and express them so that they're no longer stuck in the physical or etheric bodies or the emotional or mental fields of us, if we're actually willing to feel our feelings and accept them and express them, then we can begin. It's like it opens something up in us so that we can begin to at least consider that there is a divine plan going on and that everything that happens is part of it, and that far from being a victim in this particular situation, that we are actually being given the opportunity to heal. And that's really the basis of what goes on with radical forgiveness. Now, I know from personal experience that if I'm in the middle of really feeling my pain from having been abused or abandoned or mistreated or in whatever way I have felt hurt or wounded or angered in a situation, that's not the time to talk to me about, oh, well, you know, it's for your own good. That's not compassionate. That's not kind. What we do for people who are in pain is we are present with them. That is the only loving thing to do, is we are present with them and we let them have their feelings. Because until we have our feelings, nothing else can happen. And so many people, especially people who think they're on a spiritual path, avoid their feelings because they judge them. They say, oh, no, I shouldn't have any feelings except peace and goodness and love. And that's baloney, because you're human. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. And part of being human is having your feelings. The feelings are God-given. And when we know what they are and we accept them and express them, every time we fully express a feeling, what happens is we come out the other side. And that's freedom. And that's the first step of radical forgiveness, really. The first stage is You tell the story from your victim standpoint, and then the second stage is you really let yourself feel your feelings, all of them. You don't try to rationalize them or spiritualize them. And in that telling of your story then, you begin to make room inside of you for a bigger perspective. And that perspective can come from the fact that even though we are having a human experience, we really are spiritual beings. And if we can really get that, that's not just a wordplay. You know, we're not human beings having an occasional spiritual experience. We really are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that's not just a play on words. It's a real fundamental shift in our thinking about who we are and about our relationship with God, because instead of thinking of ourselves as somehow separate from God, it's an admission that we're still very much connected to all that is, and that life in a physical body is just a temporary position, if you will. God lives inside each and every one of us, and we can know that because when that spirit of God leaves the body, then the body is what we call dead. But as someone who has had a near-death experience, I can tell you that when the spirit leaves the body, you are not dead. Life is eternal. That is promised to us in all spiritual traditions. And anybody who's had a near-death experience has experienced that. And I would be happy to talk to anybody about what that was like, because all my fear of death went away after that, because there is no death. We are in physical bodies, and those bodies definitely die. But we are immortal. Life is eternal. We continue on. And whether you believe in reincarnation or not doesn't even really matter. It's just knowing that that promise that life is eternal, it's true. It's real. And my experience of it was that we do indeed go on. There is another assumption that's sort of underneath radical forgiveness that I think is part of what makes it make sense. And it's like our bodies and our five senses, you know, tell us that we're separate individuals and, you know, we lead these separate individual lives. But in the truth of reality, the bigger divine spiritual reality, we're actually all part of one energy. Physics has actually proven this. It started proving it about 100 years ago, and over the last 50 years has proved it in about, oh, I don't even know, at least 100 different ways. There is one energy in the whole entire universe, and we're all part of it, and it's part of all of us. And that's the truth. The other truth is that when we came into this physical reality, we were gifted with free will. And part of that means is that we get to choose what we're going to experience and how we're going to live this life, and whether we feel like we're part of that oneness or whether we don't. Most of us have to deal with a lot of the early programming that we had and change it and figure out ways to heal the parts of ourselves that got wounded then, so that we can clear out those blocks to discover that we really are one with everything. And so another assumption underneath radical forgiveness is that everything is happening by divine purpose. That means there are no accidents. There are no random occurrences. Everything has purpose, and it's unfolding in some larger divine plan that there's no way that in our little human brains we can know what that is, but we can have faith and trust that we can make choices that align us with that bigger picture. And so the other thing that quantum physics has shown us for the last 100 years is that physical reality itself is actually an illusion that's created by our five senses, and that everything we think of as matter, everything that actually exists in form, is actually just different fields of energy interacting with everything else, and everything is just fields of energy vibrating at different frequencies. And that's the truth of it. It's like, it is amazing. Nothing we think is solid is really solid. It's all just vibrating energy, and so are we. And so when you really get even that little bit of an understanding of quantum physics, which is a way to look at what's actually happening in the this world that's happening beyond what our five senses can detect. And one of the ways that you might be able to believe that is that we know for a fact for example, dogs can hear sounds that humans can't hear. Our five senses only extend in a certain range. There are plenty of sounds going on that are beyond what we can hear. There's also plenty of things going on visually that are beyond the range of what we can see. It's true on every level of being, because we have, in reality, all those different vibrating energies inside of us that are operating on all those planes, including the physical. But we don't see the etheric or the emotional or the mental or the spiritual, because our five senses are only attuned to seeing the physical. So just from that, you can say, wow, there probably is a whole lot going on that I'm not really aware of. And that's really what energy medicine and energy psychology, like the WOW process or EFT or PEAT or TAT and radical forgiveness, those are some of the assumptions that have been proven in a lot of different ways over the last 50 to 100 years. And as we wake up and come into that awareness that we are powerful and that we are divine and that we are at one with all that is, that can help us move out of the victim consciousness and move into the reality that we have a lot of power, but only when we claim it. Only when we claim it. And so I think we're going to end our discussion of radical forgiveness on that note. I want to let everybody know that we will be back here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. The show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And I really hope you connect with us on Facebook. Tell us what you like about the show. Tell me what you'd like to hear. I'm bringing in different things every week. And the whole point always is to give us tools that we can use and the inspiration to actually use them, so that we can begin to wake up to the vitality that I think is our birthright, to the power that I know lives within us. It doesn't really matter where you've been or who you are or what you've done. That divine source of life is alive and well inside of you. And I know that because you're breathing. And the moment it's not there, the body will be what we call dead. And you will be beyond this physical realm. As long as you're in this physical reality, that divine spark of life is in you. And when you learn to tap into it, then it can free you up to be happier, to be healthier, to live a life that you've wanted to live, instead of being stuck in whatever painful, suffering reality that you believe that you have been stuck in. And I know it's not easy. You know, I have been doing this healing work pretty much my whole entire life because I've had to. And it is easy to get frustrated or even discouraged and say, there's still more work to do. And the reason that I think that's true is because the universe itself is always expanding. That has been proven. That's not a woo-woo thought. The universe itself is always expanding. And because I and you and everything else is part of the universe, then we are always expanding as well. So there is never an end. It never stops. We just keep growing. Thank God. So I'm going to close out today on that note. And we're closing out with God Is by Faith Rivera. I love you much, and I'll see you back next week. Enjoy. Where I am.